Hallelujah. Why don't you lift up Jesus? Why don't you close your eyes, lift your hands, and begin to give him your highest praise from the depths of your heart. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come on, I dare you to close your eyes. Shut out all the distractions and begin to lift him up all over this building. We give you praise. Yes, we do. What an honor and privilege it is to be in this house. And I've been preaching long enough that when I walk into a church and I enter into the sanctuary, it's usually my custom, if I'm preaching, I'm going to get there early. I'm going to pray the night before, and I kind of know what I'm getting into. Well, when I walked through them doors and I walked in this house, it's like the glory of God just hit me. As soon as I walked through the door, some churches, you got to pray 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to get to the glory. But as soon as I walked through the doors, the glory was already here. And that doesn't happen by accident. That means that you have great visionary leadership. Why don't you help me give God praise for the gift that he's given you, Pastor and First Lady Bradford and children, and give honor to Bishop Frost and all the legacy of this church. And I've been blessed to preach in a few churches that are the offspring of this house, and give honor to all the history that's here. It's just a delight to be here today. And I came to give God the glory. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, if you go with me into the word of the Lord, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, and starting with verse 16. And if you would go there with me, and then jump over to the New Testament, to the book of John, chapter 10. In verse 18, and I believe the Holy Ghost is going to talk to us. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59 and 16, and the word of the Lord reads, "And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with a zeal as a cloak." Then turning over to the New Testament, to the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 18. "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." He had the power to lay it down, so he had the power to take it up again. I just want to preach on this Resurrection Sunday 2024, the ultimate sacrifice. Would you put your Bibles down one more time? Would you help me ask God to help us this morning? God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you for everyone that's gathered together in your house. God, I pray that your presence would move upon them, that they would feel your love and your mercy. God, fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. God, let the waters of baptism be troubled all over again in this house, and we'll be sure to give you the praise. Would you clap your hands one more time, and would you shout with a voice of triumph? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. The ultimate sacrifice, for the word of the Lord teaches us, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected a man. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ today. I want to talk about the one who paid the ultimate price for you and I. I want to preach about a God who stepped in when no one else would. I want to preach to you on this Sunday morning about a God that when he saw that there was no man and that there was no intercessor, that he said, I'm going to step in and I'm going to pay the price and I'm going to redeem humanity. For we find in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, for there is one God. Do I got any one God believers on a Sunday morning that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? For it is the power of God unto salvation. I wonder if there's anybody in this building that'll lift your hands and begin to lift your voice. It's not Buddha, it's not Allah, it's not Confucius. There's only one Lord, there's only one faith, and there's only one baptism, and I'm so thankful I know that name, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. Oh, you ought to give him praise. You ought to shout. You ought to dance. You ought to give him the high praise. Yeah, yes. There's only one God. There's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I want to preach about this ultimate sacrifice. That's why 1 Peter 1 and 18 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your father's conversation, meaning lifestyle, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, I wish I had some folk in the building that remember what God brought you from. What can make me whole again? It wasn't pills, it wasn't counseling, it was the blood of Jesus that made me whole again. Anybody thankful that he found you? Anybody thankful he picked you up out of the miry clay and he placed your feet on a solid rock to stay? Oh yeah, hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus. Woo, shatalalaba. Oh, I'm so thankful for Calvary. I'm so thankful that they hung him high and they stretched him wide. I'm so thankful he could have called down 10,000 angels to rescue him off that cross, but he gladly laid his life down. For God so loved the world. Come on, he gave of himself and he died for you and me. I'm going to tell you, but he didn't die in vain. Come on, that's why the Bible picks it up in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. I want to preach to you today the reason that Jesus came, and the reason that Jesus died, and the reason that the grave is empty today is so that you can live for him. Can I preach to somebody today? If you're a visitor in this house, he died so you can live. He died so you can live. He got up so you can get up too. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like preaching to somebody. Because Jesus got up, you can get up out of suicidal thoughts. Because Jesus got up, you can get up out of depression. Because Jesus got up, you can get up out of nicotine. Because Jesus got up, you can get out of alcoholism. Come on, now, got any real folk in this building? Because Jesus got up, there's hope for your family. There's hope for your marriage. There's hope for your finances. There's hope. Why don't you just take a few moments and give that God some praise? He that knew no sin, he became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Anybody thankful for that sacrifice that he paid? We know the story. It was by Adam and Eve. It was by one man's sin that sin began to enter the world. But it was by one man's obedience that many could be made righteous. So thankful for that sacrifice that he paid. So thankful that the word of the Lord says, moreover, the law entered that offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace doth much more abound. I just come by here on Resurrection Sunday to tell somebody it is not the will of God that you barely survive life. It is not the will of God that you barely hold on to your walk with God. I want to tell you it is the will of God for you to be more than conquerors. It is the will of God for you to be able to do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. And I'm going to tell you today, emphatically standing on this pulpit with my shoulders squared, and tell you that you are meant and born to win much more, much more. Come on, somebody, you need to put the devil under your feet on this Sunday morning and let the devil know, I'm not just barely getting by. When I got Jesus on my side, I'm winning by a whole lot. I'm winning by a large margin. I'm winning by a large percentage. Much more, much more. When I mess up, there's much more grace. You know what resurrection is about? You're not where you should be with God. The resurrection proves you can get up today. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Somebody needs to look at the resurrection story and say, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what kind of mistakes I made. I may have not prayed a day all year. I may have not cracked open my Bible all year. But as of right now, something changed. So as of right now, it's a new beginning. As of right now, I'm starting fresh. I'm going to love God. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to be faithful to church. Every time the doors are open, I'm going to be here. I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to pay my offerings. I'm going to do what's right. Why? Because it's a new day. It's a new beginning. It's a new hour. Somebody lift your hands right now. If God be for you, who can be against you? If God's on your side, somebody needs to tap in right now. Somebody needs to link up to the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, there's a resurrection story that's waiting to be played out in your life. Come on. God wants to take everything that the devil meant for evil. He wants to turn it around for your good today. If the princes of this world knew, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. If they would have have known that it would unleash power, if they would have known it would unleash authority, they would have never crucified him. I'm telling somebody today, come on, you ought to give God the praise. You ought to surrender to him. Come on, you ought to let the devil know, you should have never messed with me. You should have never messed with my family. The fact that I came to church on Resurrection Sunday, the best is yet to come. The latter shall be greater than the former. And God is going to cause me to sit in heavenly places. Come on, love him right now. Come on. We're an apostolic church. I didn't come here to wow you. I didn't come here to sermonize. I didn't come to wax eloquent. I've come to introduce you to a God and a Savior that paid the price for your freedom. He paid the price for your deliverance. He paid the price for your peace and for your joy and for your happiness. I'm telling you, it's not the will of God for you to be bound. It's not the will of God for you to be on pills and you can't get up. And you can't go to bed, and you toss and turn, and you cry yourself to sleep every night. There's a God that'll set you free. There's a God that'll deliver you. There's a God. Come on, somebody needs to grab a hold of truth and allow truth to make you free. Somebody love him right now. Come on, this isn't in my notes, but I really feel it in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody's been weeping. Come on, somebody's been in a season of sorrow. Somebody, you've been in a season. There's more than one in this house. Come on, you've been in a series of moments where you felt like throwing in the towel. I come to tell you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I come to tell somebody, it's a new day. It's a new beginning. The tomb is empty. The grave is empty. I want to tell you today, and because Jesus got up, you can get up. And because Jesus is no longer in the tomb, you're not defined by your past. When you allow Jesus into your present, he'll give you a future. I want to preach to you today. It doesn't matter from where you come from, but I'm going to tell you today, when you come to the foot of the cross, you can't leave the same way that you came. Somebody begin to pray right now. The Holy Ghost is talking to somebody. He's here to put marriages back together. He's here to put families back together. He's here to restore homes. Come on. Come on. You're not supposed to be away from God. You hear me? This is a day to fall on your face. This is a day to say, God, I want your mercy. I want your grace. Come on. Somebody pray right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. The ultimate sacrifice. Come on, just a little bit longer. Woo. I want everything you have for me, God. I want everything you have for me. I want everything you have for me. Come on. I want to tell you the reason that Jesus died. Come on, he came down. He came down here. Come on, and he laid down his life, and he went back to glory. The reason why divinity put on humanity is so that you and your humanity can have access to his divinity. I want to preach today to somebody. God doesn't want anybody to perish. That's why 2 Peter, 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack not concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I come to preach to you today. This is more than just a pretty Sunday. This is more than just a holiday. This is more than just an opportunity to see friends and to eat a nice dinner. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is a day of salvation. This is a day that you ought to repent. This is a day you ought to let God lead you to repentance. I want to preach to somebody. It's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. It's the mercy of God. It's the grace of God. It's the power of God. Come on, that you feel right now. And God is saying, repent, repent, repent. I want to tell somebody, it's not too late to get right with God today. It's the enemy that comes to steal. It's the enemy that comes to kill. It's the enemy that comes to destroy. God said, I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. You know why the tomb is empty? It's because God wants you to have life more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. He paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you can have life more abundantly. He gave himself for you and for me. Come on, I want to tell you today, he wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Come on, he wants somebody to take on his name in baptism today. I want to tell you, he's a God that has all power in his hand. I want to tell you, he's a God. That's why Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8 said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto man. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. I want to tell you, when he descended, he is the one in Revelations 1 and 18. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and of death. I want to tell you that God, he rose triumphantly. He rose with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. But I want to tell you, it is the will of God, and it is the plan of God today that he begin to fill you with his spirit. He doesn't want anybody walking around with void in their life. He doesn't want anybody walking around without his spirit in their life. I want to tell you today, if you've never spoken tongues, as the spirit of God gives you the utterance, you're at the right place at the right time. I wish I had some believers in the house that'll help me preach right now. Come on, is there anybody that's Holy Ghost filled? Is there anybody today? Come on, when you got the Holy Ghost, everything changed. You had power to walk right. You had power to talk right. You had power to be right. Hallelujah. I don't want the resurrection to just be a story that I hear, or a story that I read about. I want it to be something that changes my life. And if you're here today and you want your life to be changed by the life of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, you can start that change today by being filled with the Holy Ghost and being baptized in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. That's why Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Anybody want victory today? Anybody want dominion today? You ought to wave your hands right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a witness. Come on. Come on. Is there anybody here? You tried everything the world has to offer. Come on, and you still have a desire for more. Come on, this world cannot satisfy you. Come on, you can make the difference today.
He said, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. And henceforth, we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus in the water, for the remission of your sins, you begin to put on Christ. And that same resurrection power that raised up Jesus begins to work in your life. And when you come in this house, and you may be an alcoholic, you may be addicted to all kind of drugs, you might be depressed, you might have all kind of things going on in your world, but then you get that resurrection power in your life, and you literally become a new creature. I've seen God do all kind of miracles. I've seen God do what people say is impossible, what family said impossible, what doctors said was impossible, what parole agents have said is impossible. I've seen God do it, and I believe God's here today to do it all over again. If there's anybody that's hungry, if there's anybody that's desirous of him, if there's anybody in this place that says, God, I want that resurrection power that's on you to get on me. Come on, I want somebody right now to begin to lift your hands. I want somebody right now to begin to lift your voice all over this house. Come on. Come on. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want to be with Jesus. Come on. When the trump sounds, I want to be with Jesus. And so I've got to receive the Holy Ghost. Come on. If that same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ up from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. That same spirit, if Jesus Christ dwells on the inside of you, I want resurrection power. When that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ, those that have went on before us, they're going to rise first. And those of us which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. But you got to have that Holy Ghost. You got to have that resurrection power working on the inside of you. I know there's good people that go places and they tell you all you got to do is believe on the Lord. They tell you all you got to do is shake a preacher's hand. All you got to do is do a few good deeds and sweep the community and bake cookies for some senior citizen. And while all that's good, I want to tell you, you need the blood applied to your life. And while all that's good, you need resurrection power on the inside. And while all that's good, come on, you need to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the only way to do that is to go down in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Come on, there's no other way to be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Come on, if you want to be saved, you got to take on the name of Jesus. If you want to be saved, you got to have the Holy Ghost working on the inside. Oh, what a change on the outside. Somebody love him right now. Yorababa shata la la ba. Oh, yorababa shata. Come on, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. I want you to close your eyes. Come on, if you feel it, I want you to even stand right now. Come on, you feel it, stand to your feet. Come on, I want you to lift your hands. Come on, I got enough Bible to preach all day, but somebody just needs to yield yourself to the Holy Ghost right now. I want that resurrection power on the inside. I want that resurrection power to work in me right now. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, nobody took his life. He laid it down. He laid it down. He laid it down. He laid it down. There was a willingness. There was a submission. He was whipped. He was beaten. He was mocked. He was spat upon. He was even forsaken. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken? He was the high priest that was tempted in all points, likened as we are, yet without sin. So the scripture says we have a high priest which cannot, the double negative turns it into a positive. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He experienced every emotion that mankind has to deal with. He experienced every temptation that humanity has to deal with. But there was a willingness to endure. Why? The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him. You are the joy of the Lord. You are the apple of God's eye. I just come with a simple word to minister to somebody that just feels like I don't have a purpose. I'm just walking through life aimlessly. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even know why I got up this morning. I'm here to tell you God loves you. And the reason God laid down his life, and the reason that he endured the cross, is for the big picture that he had in mind. And that was you, and that was I. And there was a willingness to submit to that will. And there was a willingness to submit to that plan. And I'm preaching to you today, if you want everything that God has for you today, there's got to be a willingness on your part. God's not going to force himself on anybody. He's not going to make you come down to this altar. He's not going to make you repent. He's not going to make you lift your hands. He's not going to be the one to force you to pray. But if there is a willingness that says, God, you laid it down for me, and so I'm going to come down to this altar, and I'm going to lay down my will, and I'm going to lay down my ambitions, and I'm going to lay down everything that I think about myself, God, and I want your will, and I want your plan, and I want your way. If you're willing, visitor, friend of mine, I know you don't know me, but if you're willing, say, preacher, you read a lot of scripture, you said a lot of things. I might not even understand everything you said or preach, but there's a willingness in my heart to draw closer to God. I want to pray somebody through to the Holy Ghost today. Come on, that's what resurrection is all about. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Come on, I want you to come down to this altar, and I want you just to lift your hands. Come on, somebody's going to receive the Holy Ghost. I believe it right now. All you got to do is identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Come on, all you need to do is repent of your sins right now. God, I pray that you would forgive me. I pray that you'd wash me. I pray that you would purify me. Let the blood of Calvary begin to flow. Let the blood of Calvary flow. God, forgive me of every transgression. Forgive me, God, of everything I've done not pleasing to you. Those things which I know and don't know. God, forgive me. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. You're the only true and living God. As you begin to praise him, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost as they sing.
Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello. Hello, hope is to arise. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello,
praise God. Come on, church. GBFBC, I want you to move in. I want you to lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Come on, all over the sanctuary. Lift up your voice. Lord, I love you, praise you, worship you. God's here to minister to every person, every situation. Hallelujah. We agree together in the house of God that you're a God that brings deliverance and strength and healing. Praise God. If you need healing in your body here today, why don't you lift your hands and lift your voice and say, God, touch my life, touch my heart. Hallelujah. Touch my body. Praise God. If you're here today in the house of God and you've got turmoil in your life, hallelujah, I lift my hands and my voice, Lord. Touch me, minister. I thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.